Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is The Damaging Effects of Sarcasm. As I went about my normal routines the past few weeks, I listened closely for some attention-grabbing examples of sarcasm to include in today's lesson. I was dismayed at the amount of sarcasm I heard. When I began to intentionally evaluate the damaging effects of sarcasm, I was utterly shocked at how inappropriate, culturally offensive, and downright cruel most of the sarcastic, off-the-cuff comments turned out to be. A few decades ago, they were called cutlows. What a fitting label. This experience only reinforced my belief that sarcasm doesn't belong in our interactions with each other. Though it's often camouflaged as humor, sarcasm really is just a convenient way for people to express hurt feelings, criticize others, or disapprove of some action without actually coming out and saying what's on their mind. Television sitcoms are loaded with sarcastic remarks, and of course, the viewers laugh at the embarrassment the recipient shows. Don't be fooled that these are merely clever sayings from quick-witted individuals. Television writers think they are entertaining the audience, but what they are really doing is setting an example for viewers to follow. Our children grow up believing this is socially acceptable. These sharp, cutting remarks are often given with the intent to wound or embarrass. Sarcasm is hurtful to others. At the very least, it's got tremendous potential to be misunderstood since there's always a hidden message involved. I urge you to consider today whether it's worth risking alienating another person in the interest of getting a laugh. When you resort to sarcasm to get a point across in a disguised manner, it demonstrates a lack of conviction and courage to say what you really mean. Although an occasional sarcastic remark may seem harmless, remember that people judge your character every day by what you say and how well you act. The collective result of these judgments is your reputation. My challenge to you is this, and I don't extend it lightly. Will you commit to eliminating sarcasm altogether in all areas of your life? At home, with friends, at school, at work, and everywhere in between. I won't sugarcoat it. Sarcastic speech is a very difficult habit to break once it has become part of your communication style. And it's especially tough if the people around you thrive on the temptation of one-upping each other when it comes to sarcastic comments. The truth is, sarcasm breeds sarcasm. It's just that simple. With that said, please don't let this intimidate you or stop you from trying. Here are a few ideas to help you break free from the bad habit of sarcasm. First, keep a mental or written list of the reactions and consequences you notice when those around you are the target of sarcasm. This awareness alone will be a powerful motivator to change your own behavior. Second, think before you speak. Considering how your words will be received is a very effective way to monitor your own speech. And lastly, enlist a trusted friend or partner who is willing to enter a sarcasm-free zone with you. Agree that you will hold each other accountable when you hear the other person using sarcasm. I hope you will seriously consider my challenge to you. I know you can do it, and your reputation will benefit greatly. What do you say? And remember, eliminating sarcasm may just be one of the most powerful personal development steps you'll ever take, because it forces you to better express who you really are and what's important to you.